This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Dakota, and yesterday on the internet I chose the Pandora music app, and it up came in the Heidi Heitkamp's picture on an album cover that you could select to hear her rhetoric.
An album?
You can't make it up.
I needed that laugh. It writes itself.
I just got a photo of a piece of candy that was handed out on New Year's Eve, and this little sucker, and it has on both the stick and also in the white writing on the orange sucker, "Vote Heidi."
Come on.
Oh, for really?
You're kidding.
I just tweeted it out.
Oh, wow.
And my tweet said, you know, what you buy when you have, you know, zillions of dollars based on your vote against Brett Kavanaugh.
Exactly.
You know, that's the sad part of this. It is, you know, you're paying to get Joe Biden in here, paying to get Cory Booker in here. Oh, that should help. That should help, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. Spartacus will be in Moorhead. I'm sorry, in Mandan, thank you, today. And then I guess down to the Standing Rock Reservation. I'm sure they're trying to stir up the, you know, idea that somehow this law in North Dakota that has been
challenged in court. Well, it's also a 2020 presidential bid, too, now.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, and it's really, I hope he repeats this.
Before I end, that's my call to action here. Please don't just come here today and then go home. Go to the Hill today. Get up and please get up in the face of some Congress people.
I wonder if Cory Booker is aware of the individuals protesting during DAPL, the time that Heidi Heitkamp was hiding in the witness protection program and nowhere to be seen. Remember that chapter in North Dakota history?
Well, in his defense, though, he said go on the Hill, and they went on a hill, so. Not the hill he was talking about, but
that's true. It was a different hill. You're right. Yeah, but get up into the face of law enforcement. They got up into the face of law enforcement. All right. They got up in the face of you know, he was obviously talking about some Republicans, some congressmen, but you know, same thing. You know, to me, I hope he goes down to Standing Rock today and repeats that, because we'll once and for all. What the Republican Party, or excuse me, the Democratic Party stands for. Say it ain't so, Joe Biden, here to whip up votes yesterday for Heidi Heitkamp in the kickoff to this bus tour. And he starts with some commentary about being civil. First of all, I think he was practicing for a wake that he must be giving some comments for pretty soon, because I there was zero energy in the room. I mean, they would hoot and holler for a few seconds after a, you know, applause line or two, but for the most part, there was no energy. There was no energy there. Small crowd. I've heard estimates of 300-400. Somebody said it could be as much as 700, but it wasn't. The energy wasn't there. That's what you're looking for. However, you know. And, of course, less than what Congressman Kevin Cramer had for an event with Donald Trump Jr., son of President Trump, not a former vice president, in a much smaller community of Williston. Do you have that first cut from Joe Biden yesterday? Okay, roll that once. Yeah.
Lately, there seems to be too many of our Republican colleagues who sort of lost their nerve because of gerrymandering, because of unlimited spending. So they end up choosing, protecting the president, choosing party over standing up for the things that I know they believe.
Oh, so he's all civil there, but then he changed tunes a little bit and he went a different direction and got a little more feisty. I dare say it was a little bit hypocritical. You have that Kevin, the other Joe cut? Say It Ain't So, Joe? Right there on the stage?
I don't think so, no. Well, the Words Matter one?
Well, I mean, his words matter, right?
They must be stupid.
Which one?
He'll show him some pain.
Yeah, there we go. Look at him.
Heidi laughing.
We're in the 20th week of zero soybean orders to the Pacific and Northwest China. And your guys calls farmers' concerns hysteria and says they don't have a very high threshold for pain. Well, I get that president of the trade union is up here. He'll show them a threshold of pain.
Did you hear Heidi Heitkamp laughing in the background? And he says, you know, we got a president of the union up here. He'll show him some pain. You know, threatening, you know, Congressman Cramer with pain.
Threshold of pain.
After talking about civility. Was that Hillary Clinton on the stage or Heidi Heitkamp? The laugh sounds very similar. Let me hear it one more time. You know, we enhanced the sound there. I think that might be.
Yeah, close.
Anyway,
it's like a game. We can give away tickets. You got to identify which laugh it is.
Exactly. Hi, friends. By the way, Scott Hillen here, and we started with a call, and I forgot to greet you and welcome you to What's on Your Mind. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. How did your interview go yesterday? I've been so darn busy. I have not even had a chance to listen to your interview, which I'm sure is on the KFYR website.
My page, if you missed it, my page at KFYR.com, and wound up with just over 20 minutes when they had pledged 10. I did get a text during that from one of her people to say, we agreed to 10. Yeah, well, you owe me from standing me up last time, but okay.
But, so you just kept asking questions? Well. You just kept asking questions?
The very first question I asked was about the claim of Congressman Cramer giving himself a raise, and she went through the same talking points she went through before countless times, and I'm sure she's going to be sticking with those. But so
how many
raises have you refused, and therefore you've that many times given yourself a raise?
And the thing is, it's a lie because she's saying that he raised his own salary, and it's not even possible for a public service commission member to raise their own salary. Now she switches it to say he should have gone to the legislature and argue it out. Did she ever do that? I don't remember if she ever did that. I think the answer is no. So how about we ended up with a boatload of questions for her. And, Kevin, we can play a few of those today because I'm sure Todd in 20 minutes was not possible to get to all of those, obviously.
My phone was full the whole time, and I tried to rapid fire through the phone as much as I could, and everybody got one question, and then, you know, I moved on to her answer and moved on to the next call, so.
Yeah, great, wonderful. And some that came in yesterday during the show, did you get those in?
Some of those callers had already gotten in, so.
All right.
I don't think there's a whole lot of territory that didn't get covered. I mean, obviously 20 minutes, despite it sounding like a long time, really isn't, but.
Well, I'm glad you're asking questions, Todd. I'm glad our listeners are asking questions because at the presser yesterday, after the event with Joe Biden, here are some of the hard-hitting questions that came from our North Dakota journalist community, the reporting crew in the North Dakota. Gotta listen close, but there's some doozies in here. Listen to this.
So Joe Biden, Cory Booker, anybody else that you expect to support
Joe Biden if you ran for president?
Oh, okay, so there's two questions, right? You can pick it up there. First one is... you got Joe Biden, you got Cory Booker, anybody else you're expecting?
Ooh,
my. She's probably quaking in her boots over that tough question on the 11th hour of the campaign. And then, are you going to support Joe Biden for president? Trust me, she's not going to say yes because Cory Booker's coming tomorrow. She don't want to make him mad or he won't come here. You know, so, anyway, keep going.
Have you thought about what you might need this time around in terms of the margin?
Are you, any thoughts on what you might, was it win by? This year, what the margin would be?
Yeah, and your thoughts on the race, on the margins?
You know, she isn't going to answer that. B, if she does, she's just pulling something out of, you know, her ear. So, again, folks, we've got all kinds of issues. We've got a vote against Kavanaugh. We've got a brewing controversy over what am I trying to say? Well, there's so many of them. I can't. But yeah, the assault victims. Have you talked to them or not? I mean, we have the undercover video. They say you're going to be super liberal. Your own staff says you're going to be super liberal after the election. How do you answer to that? Roll the rest of these. I can't take it.
Do you think if it wasn't Kavanaugh, will be the difference, win or lose?
Do you think he's just passed this issue of the sexual abuse survivor?
How much weight do you put on these final 4 or 5 days?
Lastly, is this kind of the kickoff you wanted? I mean, it's a little quieter Joe Biden than we were used to.
Well, he's not feeling so good. Right. I mean, you probably heard that.
I do give Dave Colbeck credit for that last question from the AP there. This wasn't exactly kind of a big rally. This is the kickoff you were hoping for. Kind of quiet. And by the way, he didn't mean quiet as in Joe Biden being quiet, who was, as you heard, you know, auditioning for the best wake speech. But I think he was talking about the audience. I think he was talking about the audience a little bit. So anyway, I know this. I was in the house in the well in Williston. And I'm telling you, there was some excitement. Let's find out what you think and what's on your mind today. I'll give you a little preview of the program and welcome your calls at 800-228-0550. We have those winners to announce from the Halloween contest photos and also yesterday's survey on should I go to Cory Booker today in Mandan or Joe Biden yesterday. I have the results and the winners on that. And we're going to give you a little update on where the candidates will be so you can go see them as well.
Stay tuned. Listen to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to 3 cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
Hi, I'm Elise Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table. All natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, is high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in the feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To what's on your mind, and I want to know what's on your mind. We're also today going to talk to Yana Myrdal. Yana is the a state senator, and she also is a little concerned about some games being played by the Democrats. There's two things going on. One, in the Secretary of State race, the Democrats have sent out mailers encouraging a vote for Coachman, who's the Libertarian Party candidate. So the Democrats are paying for ads helping the Libertarian Party candidate. Why do you think? Of course, it'll peel off votes from the conservative Al Jaeger. And Republicans, if you want Democrats to decide where the conservative vote goes, don't vote for Michael Coachman. Vote for Al Jaeger. It's too cute by half. And I think, honestly, Al Jaeger's heard the message. I really do. I think saw him the other night at the Donald Trump Jr. event for Kevin Cramer and Williston, and he was, hey, telling me about, you know, the results and how they're up on the website now and how they really have reformed that. He was well-versed in a number of these efforts to stop. Like, I just was impressed. I really was. I said, Al, I'm glad. He's got a vigor about him, and I think as look, you know, Josh Boshi would use the Secretary of State's office as a political blunt force tool. This isn't about ensuring the elections or the integrity of elections. This is about more games like they're playing with this Democratic paid ad for Michael Coachman. So Yana's going to talk about that. Also, ask folks what they think of this ad that the Democrats have put up telling hunters, be careful, you shouldn't vote, trying to suppress the vote. That actually happened. Now, the NRA has spoken out on this. The Democratic Party has taken it down, but Heidi Heitkamp still defended it yesterday to Chris Berg after a question at the Joe Biden event and also to Todd yesterday in the afternoon. Still defending the practice, believe it or not. So we want to get talk about that today, too. What else? Besides our conversation with Yana Murdahl, we're going to recap some of these dirty tricks with Jake Wilkins from the North Dakota Republican Party, Brian Crocious, Public Service Commission member, Lisa McEvers. A lot of you have been asking about judicial candidates, so I promised we would get you up to date on that race. And also, Keith Buck is going to join us. He's an advisor to the Matt Johansson for Sheriff campaign. They have now filed a complaint with the state's attorney about campaign violations of the sheriff in McKenzie County, who is ethically challenged in more ways than one, and it just continues. That guy's got to go. Matt Johansson deserves your vote there, no doubt about it. So we'll talk about that, too. All that coming up on the program. I want to get your calls here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Or you can text Todd or me. Todd or me. I'm at 367-2054. 367-2054. Todd's at
fishing for compliments here. Is that the deal?
226-8503. brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. We gave away a MyPillow in the MyPillow poll yesterday. And Todd, it was a blowout, an absolute blowout on the poll. We had somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 answers to the question, and it was like literally 90% no, 10% yes. The question was, should I go see Joe? Should I go see Cory Booker? Should I be there on your behalf to report on it? 90 to 10 no. It's a good lesson from the wise audience of this program. Use your time wisely. You can get the information from other sources, as we've done today. We told you the outrageous things you know, that happened there, including Heidi Heitkamp's defense of this egregious procedure. I'll play that answer to Todd and answer to Chris yesterday when we chat with Jake Wilkins coming up here in a little bit. But we are brought to you by MyPillow. right now the MyPillow mattress topper, which is incredible, I know because I have one, is at a great price, 30% off. They lopped 30% off, and they throw in like $100 in pillows, absolutely free. You just have to use the promo code SCOTT and go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Rod Bismarck, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Rod and Bismarck, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Scott. Just wanted to pass along a couple things. You had a lady that called in Wednesday that had an issue with the AAR, I'll call it AARLP, Association for American Retired Liberal People. But my wife and I went to a street fair down in Bismarck here a little while back, and AARP had a booth there with regard to Internet security, and they did a little test and gave you a little trinket if you took their test. Well, they also got your address. Well, just shortly after that, we started getting literature from the Democratic Party, supporting Heitkamp, of course. And obviously, the only place we could have received that from was through the AARP, from my wife having filled out that little test down at the street fair. So we started getting campaign literature from the Democratic Party as a result of taking that test through the AARP.
Now, I'm guessing, I don't know this, and Josh Asprig is the North Dakota director of the AARP. I forwarded him that call you're talking about from the person concerned about the very same thing to him. I've not heard back yet, but I'm going to certainly ask him. I'm guessing, though, Rod, don't you think that when you filled something out or your wife filled something out of that street fair, there was something at the bottom that says, you know, we can share your name with our partner network or something, I would guess.
I don't recall that there was one, but I wanted to pass along another organization that I belong to. It's the Association of Mature American Citizens. It's called AMAC. They are a very conservative senior organization. Their annual dues are probably in the neighborhood of $12 a year, similar to what AARP is. And they're a great organization. They offer a lot of discount plans, a lot of insurance plans. And if it's all right with you, I'd like to share you with a phone number for them, if I could, their 800
sure.
number. To,
go ahead.
The number is 888-262-2006, and their website is amac.us.
I appreciate that.
Great alternative. It's a great alternative to AARP, and I believe they've got around 3 million members right now, but just pass that along to your listeners. I think it's a great organization and something that's is definitely a great alternative to AARP.
Heard that from others as well, Rod. Absolutely. I appreciate you calling. And again, we're going to try and get an answer on this from Josh at AARP. We've had them recognize the power of this audience, even though they're a liberal organization, obviously, and previously, advertised, which we appreciate when they recognize that. But we will get an answer from Josh. He's been great to deal with. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093, 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy outdoing itself with job creation last month. The Labor Department jobs report just released shows around 250,000 jobs created last month when analysts were expecting it would show about 208,000. The jobless rate holding steady at 3.7%, which is still a five-decade low. President Trump continuing to focus on illegal immigration in these days leading up to the midterm elections, saying that it's impacting average Americans.
And places enormous strain on our local schools, hospitals, and communities in general, taking precious resources away from the poorest Americans who need them most.
A Texas deputy in critical condition after being shot in the head by a suspect last night in LaGrange. The suspect now in custody. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You notice every Republican now is running on supporting pre-existing conditions. They're either very, very stupid and don't know how it works.
I need a little. I need a little grape water right now. I'm out of soda, and I you know how I get, Todd, when I'm out of soda. Well, I have some there, but it's warm. I'm not going to drink warm pop. You know what I'm saying? So I'll take the warm. I should. Everybody tells me I should do the water anyway, and I say water's boring. They say put it in the flavor packets, and I'm listening to the listeners, trying to listen to the listeners. Why are you buzzing me? What is that all about? You think I'm stupid like Joe Biden?
No, you can't. You don't want to drink. It was a buzz about the warm pop that you should not be. You know, it was a buzz.
You're agreeing with me.
I wasn't buzzing. You're right. I was not buzzing you. I was buzzing them for making you drink warm pop.
We asked our listeners yesterday, should I go or should I not go? 500 of you weighed in on the question of whether I should go see Joe or Cory Booker today in Mandan. And I chose not to based on that overwhelming answer from the audience. Cheryl is the winner, by the way. She said the following, go if you need a good laugh. I didn't. Need a good laugh, so I didn't go. Think of it as the You Can't Fix Stupid tour. And how about that?
That's a horrible thing to have happen.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry, Heidi. And Joe thinks it's stupid, too. Doesn't Joe Biden think it's stupid? I think he thinks it's really stupid. I mean, it's just, you people are stupid if you don't vote for him. Right, Kevin? That's what Joe said.
Stupid and don't know how it works.
Yeah, he's stupid. You don't know how it works.
Bill Engvall thinks of all this.
I don't know.
Very stupid.
Yeah, very stupid. Yana Myrdal is here on What's On Your Mind, 26 before the top of the hour. Yana, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Wonderful. Glad to have you on the program. Yana's a state senator, also from a wonderful farm family in Edinburgh, and an immigrant to this great country. I know you love talking about immigration, and we should before we're done, but I want to start with... I want to start with the question about what the heck's going on in this race right now. What are you seeing?
Well, all across North Dakota, I think it's very sad that Democrats have to cheat and lie in order to get elected. And certainly Heidi is, trying to buy North Dakota with the money that she sold her Kavanaugh vote for, $12.5 million. And now that's bled into the Secretary of State race, right? Scott was his mailer that went out yesterday where the Democratic Party and their candidate, Josh Boucher, has to use four of the most conservative Republicans in the state to try and hide behind, to try and get some votes. And in doing so, over those mailers, they're actually deceiving the good people in North Dakota, which I think is shameful and disturbing and almost laughable if it wasn't so serious.
Yeah, no, I definitely hear you. But that isn't cheating, is it? I mean, it's sort of too cute by half, I think, and obviously it's going to get exposed. You know, you have two things going on. One, the Democratic Party putting out supposedly, hey, hunters, remember, you shouldn't vote. You know, which is being we're working on having the NRA on to talk about it, but they've already pulled it down. Heidi said, telling Todd yesterday and Chris Berg on Point of View that it's fine. And then this one with Coachman, but it says paid for by the North Dakota Department, North Dakota, you know, a party on it. So is that cheating?
Well, I think it is because, you know, the quote on there, and make no mistake, I set that in the internal battle that we have, by the way, in the Republican Party. Scott, we have good internal contests at our conventions. We have lots of candidates that are willing to step forward, something the Democrats don't seem to have. And we are not afraid to talk about our voting record, what we believe in. We tell the people who we are. So this was taken out of context completely. And it had nothing to do with Mr. Coachman, certainly. And so this, this is deceitful. I've got several phone calls yesterday from my constituents, elderly people, who said, oh, I didn't know you endorsed Senator Myrdal, that you endorsed Mr. Coachman. I said, I don't, because those elderly people, number one, don't read and can't read sometimes that little writing, right? So to me, once again, this candidate of the Democrats, Mr. Boucher, was on Chris Berg, said he didn't know anything about this. You know, that's just BS, excuse my French, but of course they knew. And why not put your record forward? He's one of the most liberal people in our house in Bismarck, and same with Heidi. It seems to be kind of a family thing in the Democratic Party that we can't show our true record to the voters in North Dakota. And I think at the end of the day, I'm not so upset. I'm upset for the people in North Dakota. I'm upset for the voters that aren't giving a clear choice there. Democrats are running, hiding behind myself and Representative Ruby and others, and also behind Mr. Coachman, who, by the way, I think should come forward and condemn this.
Josh Boucher not knowing about it is really ridiculous, especially since Heidi knew about it. I mean, she's running a nationally watched Senate campaign, and she instantly knew about it. Although she told Chris Berg she didn't. He said, "Do you know about this?" "No." And then went on to describe why it would be A-okay, you know, for this kind of campaign to be out there. We're just trying to help people know that they can and they should know. I mean, we're concerned about it. I mean, well, let me play you the answer. I'll tell you. You can hear it for yourself. This is play the one from Chris Berg yesterday, and then we'll play Todd's answer too because they're almost identical. You got that, Kev? This is the clip from the presser after the Joe Biden event on, and Chris Berg is asking her a question about the ad targeting hunters saying don't vote.
Chris, getting a lot of activity online. Is the North Dakota Democrat Party says attention hunters, if you vote in North Dakota, you could lose your out-of-state hunting license. Do you know anything about that?
I'm sure a lot of a lot of the kind of transition that people have on voting, it means you're a resident. It means you pay taxes here. It means that if you want a residential hunting license in Minnesota, you aren't going to get that if you vote here. And so I think it's really important that people understand the consequences of voting, and that goes to taxes and things like your hunting.
Is that even true? Can you lose a hunting license if you vote here?
If your hunting license is a residential hunting license in another state. So that's one area where you see differences in how, you know, we do not treat in-state hunting licenses the same as out-of-state hunting licenses in North Dakota. So if you're in North Dakota and you vote in Minnesota, you'd have to be a non-resident as it relates to hunting.
This is Heidi Heitkamp defending that, and she told Todd, that was basically the same answer she told you, Todd, right? That's what I heard yesterday on the program as well, identical. I mean, so the talking points are down. Now, obviously, this is a different dirty trick, and I'm getting confused on how many there are out there, but this is getting a little bit ridiculous.
Well, Scott, you know, being out here in the district, what I hear all the time, certainly in District 10, but even around the state, is that the Democratic Party, as we knew it, right, as we knew it for the last, 80 years since the 20s, they've been completely hijacked in the last decade by far left activists. And when Heidi goes to D.C., that's where she is. I mean, she believes in abortion after partial birth abortion. She believes in, sanctuary cities. Why not talk about that then? If that's true, really who you are, let the people in North Dakota hear who you really are. And I've talked to so many good, hardworking people that have for generations voted Democrat, and now they don't know where to go because their party has been hijacked by the Hillarys and the Pelosis and the Spartacus people. By the way, I was in the Capitol Hill when Booker did the Spartacus moment thing and just saw how disgraceful and lack of respect he had for the process. To bring him in here to North Dakota today is another desperation move by the Democrats. And deceit, not records, is what they're running on. Lies, not truth, is what they're running on. Erroneous manners of campaigning, which North Dakotans, frankly, don't deserve. It's sad to see.
Yes, it sure is. Before I let you go, I want to talk a little bit about you're an immigrant to North Dakota. You see a discussion going on nationally, but also in this race between Congressman Kevin Cramer and Senator Heidi Heitkamp. As an immigrant, knowing the issues on immigration and also the concerns over illegal immigration and the caravan, what's your views of who is the right person for North Dakota?
Oh, absolutely. I think President Trump and Kevin Cramer is right on this. Imagine this, Scott. Imagine if that caravan was south of Winnipeg right now, coming into Pembina and Cavalier and Grafton. What would we be thinking then? It's a little removed from us, but reality is, and not only am I an immigrant, and I don't say legal immigrant because the word immigrant should include the fact that you did it legally, that is a possibility. I've been in Mexico. I've been in Central America. I actually worked in refugee camps there in the 80s, and these people that I see in this caravan are not the refugees that I certainly worked with back in the 80s down there. They love their country. They want to stay there, and they want help. So I think it's shameful that Senator Heitkamp can't come out and say that we are a nation of laws, a nation of borders. You have to be a nation of laws and borders. That has nothing, zero, to do with the compassion we have for other people. America, all nations, along with my, you know, native nation of Norway, have given billions of dollars to help other nations rebuild their countries. And when you look at this caravan coming, it is so obviously political. It is sad they're using women and children, but they're carrying the flag of their original nation. If you want to come to America and love America, number one, you don't break our first law, which is our border. Number two, you probably don't carry your own flag and burn the American flag on your way in. So I think it's ludicrous. I think the choice is clear. And again, imagine if the caravan was 50 miles south of Winnipeg right now, knocking on North Dakota's border. That is what we're dealing with, frankly.
Very good point. Very good point. By the way, Canada has a very lax, immigration system. In other words, they let people come in. Their rules are a lot softer than ours. So you get in there as someone meaning to do harm in the U.S., it's pretty easy to get, into Canada. Then our worries, they come here. And the caravan example you've used is an apt one to consider. Hey, thanks, Yana. Well, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. You.
Good to chat with you, Ben. Yana Murdahl on an important issue there. I can't keep track of these. Jake Wilkins from the North Dakota Republican Party is doing a pretty good job of chronicling this sort of dirty tricks campaign. We're trying to get him on the phone here. Is he okay? Hey, Jake, how are you doing?
Good, Scott. Sorry about that. How's it going?
Good. We have about a minute. I just want you to give me the rundown on these dirty tricks. What's going on?
Oh, we've got so many going on. First of all, Heidi Heitkamp is funding some, what clearly is, voter suppression efforts. She's targeting hunters, saying that if they vote, they might lose their hunting license. Al Jager doesn't think that's true. Most of our actual state government officers know that's not true, but that's not stopping Heidi Heitkamp. Meanwhile, we've got the state Democrat Party also sending out mailers trying to convince our voters that Al Jager isn't the Republican-endorsed nominee. Now, that's not true. We, the North Dakota Republican Party, firmly stands with Al Jager. We support his reelection, and it's just another dirty trick by the Democrats.
And, of course, this is I would have to assign it a sign of desperation, right, Jake? I mean, they know this stuff's going to come out, that they're paying for a Coachman ad who's an independent, or that they're paying for the, voter suppression efforts with the NRA folks. They know that's going to come out. It says they're paid for right there, so... You, that's a Hail Mary, isn't it?
Follow us on Twitter.
Unbelievable. Jake, thanks for the recap. Yana, thank you. More coming up. Don't go away, folks.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments is about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You know, kind of noodle some things around, and I figured it out. So the NRA endorsed Kevin Cramer. They don't usually do that of challengers when the candidate has, you know, any kind of grade that they're okay with, because they don't take a chance that they just do that out of respect for incumbents. But they obviously saw something they were concerned about in Heidi Heitkamp's record, and so they endorsed Kevin Cramer. This is retaliation. That's what this is. They're doing the voter suppression thing to retaliate against gun owners because Kevin Cramer was endorsed by the NRA, and she wasn't. And now I think her grade has gone down I could be wrong on that. Somebody told me that, but I heard that. So the plot thickens, as we say, ladies and gentlemen. Is anybody else going to be glad when this is over? I sort of am. I'm sort of ready to be back to, you know, the regular, you know, like trooper talk and, you know, game and fish on every now and then. And
then 2020 will start real soon, so we can get right back into it.
Crazy, isn't it? Absolutely crazy. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council. This is what I can get back to. As soon as the election is over, I get to schedule my training session on CPR and AED and invite you to join me. That's what I'm looking forward to. As I look ahead to some of the other courses the North Coast Safety Council is putting on, include defensive driving in Bismarck on the 12th, Fargo the 13th, suspended worker rescue November 12th and 13th. Love to see how they do that, and that wonderful campus of theirs. And then the CPR, AED, and first aid, Bismarck, November 17th, Minot, November 15th. Check the whole schedule at ndsc.org. Click the training icon, top of the page, or workforcesafety.com. They have online learning management available to the whole system, available to employers with over 450 courses. So kind of a neat deal there. All right. Full bank of calls, and we're going to check with the NRA on what the heck's happening on this deal, but I'll do that after Karen in Solon, because Karen's been waiting a while to tell us about something related to voting. What are you going to tell us, Karen?
I'm 80 years old, and I've been passionately interested in politics and the real history of this country for a long time, sort of self-educated, but I've studied extensively brainwashing and communism. So anyway, the tactics of the hijacked Democratic Party after the Kavanaugh circus was designed to split women apart, evoking an emotional reaction in one group and withdrawal in the other. It's clear to me that the largely indoctrinated youth might, and I emphasize that word might, turn out to vote Democratic. So it's up to us middle-agers and elderly to save our country, for the young have very limited life experience and don't really know what it's all about yet. And the mobs are largely paid demonstrators. If we old folks love our children and grandchildren and our America, then we have to do the one thing that will protect all three. We have to vote in large numbers, and we have to vote Republican, because if we vote Democrat or don't vote, we are guaranteeing the death of our country as we know it.
Karen, I can't even begin to tell you, you know, what an inspirational message you've just delivered there, and I sure hope you call again on Election Day, and maybe Monday, too, just to remind folks. Let people know what they need to hear this. They need to, you know, get out of the complacency area. Look at the debate over the caravan, for crying out loud. I mean, what should be no debate what to do about that. There's a debate among some very same people you're talking about, and I agree. Care about your country enough to vote however you vote, but please vote. All right, let me, as I promised, I'm trying to get you some answers on what's going on with the NRA and the tactic chosen by the Democratic Party to suppress the vote. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what is happening. All right. I think we've had a change of our guest, so I apologize. I need to ask our guest who I'm talking to. Is it Catherine? Catherine, are you there?
Hi. Yes. Good morning, Scott. Yes, this is Catherine Mortensen in the NRA Public Affairs Office.
Nice to talk to you. First of all, what do you know about this tactic, and is it happening anywhere else?
So this is the first that we're hearing about this in North Dakota. So this is an isolated case right now. It is outrageous. She is spreading falsehoods in an attempt to suppress the voters of North Dakota. She doesn't want the pro-Second Amendment people to go to the polls on Tuesday. And this is scurrilous. We've never seen anything like this, that is such an outright falsehood being spread to the people of North Dakota. And we want to let people know that Kevin Cramer is the NRA-endorsed candidate in your state. He is the guy who will protect our Second Amendment freedoms. And Heidi Heitkamp has done something that is so beyond the pale. We have never seen anything like this, where there is outright falsehoods being spread in an attempt to suppress voters who support their Second Amendment rights.
Has she been downgraded, her grade with the NRA downgraded as a result of this?
You know what, Scott? I'm glad you asked me that. I'm checking with our state director there now to see if they have moved her grade. At this moment, I don't know, but this story is moving. It's getting legs, and she could receive a lower grade from us.
This is a big story, folks. Dirty tricks by the Democrats, not good. And, of course, I think testament to where they're at on the Second Amendment, including Heidi Heitkamp, who's previously tried to say she's a friend of those in the Second Amendment. Bad deal. She depended on
agriculture and ethanol R1. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small-town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.